Coil is a small snail tween with a beautiful spiral coil shell. The shell is warm amber and cream. The coils on the shell are not random. Each turn of the spiral is related to the previous turn by a recursive rule. The shell is Fibonacci. The shell is factorial growth. Coil's anatomy is the discrete math pattern she teaches. She moves slowly. She is fond of self-referential patterns. The shell on her back is the pattern she teaches.
I am Coil. The primitive I teach is recursion and sequences. The move is define a thing in terms of itself with a base case.
This is load-bearing. Coil teaches recursion, and her shell is the pattern. When she teaches Fibonacci, she points to the part of her shell where the spiral follows f of n equals f of n minus 1 plus f of n minus 2. When she teaches factorial growth, she points to a different region of the shell. The shell is the recursion.
At the Discrete Quest Academy, the students sit in a small circle. Coil is at the center. She holds up her shell. She rotates herself a little so they can see the spiral clearly. A young mathematician, fluent with arithmetic, comfortable with algebra, new to discrete math, leans in.
What is recursion?
Recursion is defining a thing in terms of itself, with a base case. Let me show you, with my shell.
Coil points to the very center of her shell, the smallest, innermost coil.
This is the base case, the smallest thing, the starting place. For factorial, we say 0 factorial equals 1. That is the base case. There is no smaller. We start here.
She traces outward from the center, each coil bigger than the last.
And then we define every bigger thing in terms of the smaller thing before it. For factorial, we say n factorial equals n times n minus 1 factorial. The bigger coil is the smaller coil multiplied by something. The shell grows outward. Each turn is the previous turn times the current number.
So 1 factorial is 1 times 0 factorial, which is 1 times 1, which is 1.
Yes. And 2 factorial is 2 times 1 factorial, 2 times 1, which is 2.
And 3 factorial is 3 times 2 factorial, 3 times 2, 6.
Yes. And 4 factorial is 4 times 6. 24. Each turn of the shell is the previous turn times the next number. The shell grows fast.
Coil now points to a different region of her shell, the outer spiral, where the curve grows differently. This part of the shell is Fibonacci. The rule is different. Fibonacci says f of 0 is 0, f of 1 is 1, f of n is f of n minus 1 plus f of n minus 2.
Each term is the sum of the previous two.
Yes. 0, 1, add them, 1. Add the last two, 2. Add the last two, 3. Add the last two, 5. 8, 13, 21. The shell spirals outward in this pattern. The shape of the spiral comes from the recursion.
Your shell is the pattern.
My shell is the pattern. Recursion is how I am built. Recursion is how many things in mathematics are built. Recursion is how many things in nature are built. Sunflower seeds, pine cone scales, certain seashells, certain galaxies. The rule is small. The pattern is endless.
The student traces the spiral on Coil's shell with a finger. They count the turns, each one bigger than the last, each one related to the previous by a small, simple rule. The rule generates an endless pattern.
But how do you compute a recursive thing without going on forever?
The base case. The base case is what stops the recursion. 0 factorial equals 1. F of 0 is 0. F of 1 is 1. These are not defined in terms of anything smaller. They are the starting points. The base case is what you reach when you keep going inward. Without a base case, the recursion never stops. The base case is what makes recursion work.
Like the center of your shell.
Like the center of my shell, the smallest innermost coil, the base case. From there, the rule grows the rest. The rule is small, the base case is small, the pattern is endless. That is recursion.
The student leans back. They take notes. They sketch a small spiral in their notebook, with a base case at the center and a rule pointing outward.
That is the practice. Define a thing in terms of itself with a base case. The rule is small. The base case stops the recursion. The pattern unfolds. The shell grows. The math holds.
The other students start to draw their own spirals. Some are Fibonacci. Some are factorial. Some are their own invented recursions. Coil watches, slowly, calmly. Her shell, the original, turns warm amber and cream in the lesson room light. The pattern she teaches is the pattern she is.